Yeah, I think when the TV was, his new one was supposed to be delivered, he had a buddy help him get the old TV down the basement. So the spot was all ready for the new one, and then it didn't get delivered. So I'm sure he had to have the old TV brought back up, which I think is, well, hopefully it's still on the wall, so he doesn't have to do that dance anymore. But, man, that price point that you got for a 75-inch TV, that's freaking awesome. You have to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you don't need the newest technology. If you just wait like a year and a half, right, you'll find the next technology will be like the same price. So, yeah, you can spend thousands of dollars on the latest technology now, but if you wait a year, and if you think about it, you can buy like four of those TVs by the time you bought that one, but I don't know. It all depends on what you want to do, how often you watch TV. You know, if you're a big TV watcher, you probably don't mind spending the money for a good TV and just letting it last a couple years. But yeah, it's ridiculous. I've got a 55-inch TV sitting in the basement that I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with yet. I'm probably going to put it in my office. But it's my old one. It's like, you know, three generations of TV. That one's the oldest one that's in the basement. And that one's probably about 10 years old. But it's still a good TV. Just could use it for a ham clock. Put it on my back wall.